Hello and welcome to the second annual Women's Leadership Excellence Forum. On behalf of Capstone Performance Solutions Incorporated and Women in Manufacturing Georgia, we are excited to be here with you today as we celebrate Women in Excellence. And this event podcast is made possible by NEMA Incorporated. Visit www.nemainc.com. More room to grow. I am your host, Amanda Pierce. I'd like to introduce Nadine Vaughn. She is on the board of the Women in Manufacturing of Georgia, but she also represents BMO.
BMO Bank. Yeah.
And it's literally spelled BMO. She's the relationship manager and director. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of hats that you
wear.
That's
a lot of titles.
It's a lot of titles. Yeah. So give us a synopsis of what that means in real life.
Well, what it means in real life is essentially I'm supporting and helping commercial banking clients. And the reason where the connectivity comes in with women in manufacturing is a lot of my clients, I would say probably 85-90% of my clients are manufacturing companies. So I always tell my clients, I'm your quarterback for anything commercial banking related. So whatever you may need within the banking world or within BMO, if you don't know who to call, you call me. I'm your quarterback. And that's really what a relationship manager does. You help the client manage their banking needs and relationship.
I like that term, the quarterback. That makes you feel like you're on their team, you have their back, and you're knowledgeable in helping them navigate as well.
It's really across the board. I mean, it starts with, you know, simple cash management need. Everybody needs a bank account. So do businesses, right? And so, and it doesn't matter really the size of the company. You have cash management needs. You have to pay your bills. You have to pay your vendors. Customers are paying you. You have employees. You need to pay your employees. So anything cash management and money movement related, you need to enroll a bank to help you with those services. And then, you know, it goes into, your financing needs. So to your point, right, somebody is building a new manufacturing facility. That has to be financed somehow. Sometimes perhaps, you know, if I work with a lot of multinational companies, so let's say it's a U.S. subsidiary of a foreign corporation, sometimes they get financed through the parent company, wherever they may be located at, and you know, wherever that's Germany, I'm originally from Germany, so or if it's, you know, a Japanese parent, whichever, they may finance some of it. But at the end of the day, locally here, the business still needs to be able to facilitate working capital. And so oftentimes they will set up their own local lines of credit to help facilitate, their working capital needs.
So in your participation with groups or organizations, much like the Women in Manufacturing of Georgia, you are here to kind of provide a resource and some education to the pathway of their continued success.
Correct. And maybe I need to take a step back here for a second, just kind of talking a little bit about how I got involved with them, right? So I've been in banking almost 30 years now. Actually, in fact, this will be my 30th year in banking. For the past 20 plus years or so, I've supported a lot of multinational companies and a lot of manufacturing companies. And in the process, you get to talk to a lot of senior management. You talk to the CEOs, the CFOs, the treasurers. And what I found a lot of my clients really appreciate is kind of the best practice sharing. So when you support clients that are within the same industry, they're all facing the similar challenges. And so sometimes, you know, you talk to a client that says, oh, you know, I came up with this solution on how to fix this issue. You talk with another client the next day, and they may have a similar issue, and then you can start sharing best practices of, like, you know, have you thought about doing something like this or that? Just like the manufacturers amongst them talk about best practice sharing, I'm kind of a facilitator a little bit of that best practice sharing. When I joined BMO about three and a half years ago, I immediately got approached by some of my colleagues and said, oh, you're really active within the manufacturing world. Did you know that BMO has been supporting this organization called WIM? And I said, WIM? I've never heard of WIM. What is WIM? And I've been in the manufacturing space, you know, as a supporter and as a service provider for a long time. And come to find out, BMO was actually one of the first corporate supporters of BIM. So BIM started in 2011 by a woman named Alison Grialis. One of our former board chairs, Katie Kelly, she was really engaged with Alison and what Alison was trying to accomplish. And so she brought the idea to the BMO senior leadership team. And so BMO started supporting BIM in 2012. So we are now 15 years into our support of BIM. And
so you're really a legacy supporter.
My organization certainly has been, right? And so when I joined 3 years ago and I found out about BIM, I'm like, oh my gosh, what a fantastic thing to do. I mean, banking is a male-dominated industry, so I've always been really passionate about supporting women in male-dominated industries. And, you know, to be honest, in my work with manufacturing companies, I don't come across a lot of women, right? Especially in the leadership ranks. Mm-hmm. And so when I found out about this organization, I was like, oh, I want to do more. I want to get more involved. And about two and a half years ago, somebody approached me and said, hey, would you be interested in joining the board of BIM Georgia? And I said, oh, absolutely, certainly, yes. So that's
and here
really
we
how
are
I
today.
Became involved with BIM and why I'm so passionate about supporting the industry, not only the industry, but really women, truly women in the industry and bringing more women in. And I'm a mom of a daughter, you know, she just graduated high school and it's all about, you know, finding ways to for her to professionally succeed and be welcomed in whatever space she ultimately decides to work in.
Tell me about, because obviously you're multilingual, how that serves you, because the world of manufacturing is, you know, broad spread. It's worldwide.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you have a lot of foreign partners or people that you work with that don't originate from the USA. So tell me how your culture plays an important role in your ability to do business in this space.
It's really interesting, especially in the Southeast. You have a lot of foreign direct investment. So a lot of foreign manufacturing companies obviously see the U.S. market as a whole as a really important market. If you take the example of Germany, my home country, Germany is really an export-focused country. I think it's something about, don't quote me on the set, but probably about 80% or so of products that are being manufactured in Germany are being exported to other countries such as the U.S. U.S. represents a huge market, right? So as these companies are coming into the U.S. and they're setting up subsidiaries here and they're building manufacturing facilities here and creating jobs in the U.S., you know, there is definitely a cultural difference that comes into play. It's not just the language. I wouldn't call it a language barrier. Most Germans, most foreigners that come into the U.S. typically speak pretty good, you know, English. Mm-hmm. So English is such an easy language to learn. But it's the cultural barriers.
Right.
People underestimate the difference in culture and how that can play a role. So it's absolutely important. But, you know, as I then work with some of these manufacturing companies and having lived in the U.S. now for 23 years, but still being, you know, a native from Germany, and that sometimes it's funny, from we all say from Europe, but, you know, if we meet fellow Europeans, all of a sudden you become like, oh, well, part of that same group. But it's really bringing that understanding of, I understand both cultures and I can kind of help educate you, right? So I'm not just the banker, but here I'm also educating you on cultural differences and how to approach those differences.
That's where the relationship development
Absolutely.
And management really comes in.
Yes, that's totally right.
And being that we are here at this leadership event, I'd like to round the end of our conversation with a question that Dr. Woodard has been asking, and it is, what is leadership excellence to you?
Really is not just thinking about yourself. Leadership excellence to me is thinking about, I can't remember if it was Dr. Rhodes earlier, if it was one of the panelists from our earlier conversation that said, build your circle. And I think that is not just important to build a circle, you know, of equals, but build a circle that is, you know, your leaders that you're reporting to, the folks that may be reporting directly to you. It's kind of that building that circle and viewing everybody within that circle as somebody that's important, that brings something important to the table.
Right.
We had that conversation earlier amongst a couple of ladies that are part of the WIM Georgia board, and somebody said, oh, Nadine, you're so fantastic and you're doing all these things. And I said, no, this is a team effort. We couldn't do what we do, and we all do this on a voluntary basis, right? And so, but we couldn't do what we do, putting events on like this, without having this really team. And to me, that's what leadership excellence is finding that team that really works well together and creating amazing things.
Mm. Well, you guys have done a wonderful job of creating that culture. It's very inviting. Me, as somebody who is in a completely unrelated field, but I think you're calling it an ally or a supporter, I am enjoying every moment of it. Well-organized, well-appointed speakers, and a lot of energy, as you mentioned. Are you able to share a peek with those who are listening that might be curious about some events upcoming throughout the year?
Yeah, I'll be happy to. Most of our members love plant tours. And so, you know, over the last couple of years, we really made a greater effort of providing more plant tour opportunities. So we are also planning a plant tour with Southwire in Carrollton. We're looking to really expand into outer skirts areas of the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the past, our events have been really focused on Metro Atlanta. We want to reach some more of our manufacturing members that are outside of the Metro Atlanta area. So, you know, look out Macon. We're going to do more stuff in Macon probably within the next 2 months. We're looking to go to the Augusta area of Georgia, and we'll be doing some plant tours there. I'm trying to think of some of the other things. We have some great networking events coming up too, and we also will be planning to do some more virtual events to allow members to network and meet with each other, especially for women that are on the production line that don't always have the opportunity to during the day to get out and be able to come to the in-person networking events. We want to create some more virtual opportunities for them to meet.
And how can people learn about membership, or how can they learn about joining, or where can they find you guys online?
Yeah, so WIM, Women in Manufacturing, is a national organization, and all of the memberships are managed through the national team. So I would suggest go on womeninmanufacturing.org. There's all the membership information there. The nice thing about WIM, it is as a corporate member, you really have, it's a national membership. So if you become a corporate member, you can really attend any events. It doesn't matter if you're somebody in the state of Georgia, or let's say you have other facilities or other offices that are across the United States, you can attend other chapters, let's say in Colorado. If the Colorado chapter puts on an event, you as a corporate member are able to attend those as well.
And
all of the events, if you're trying to find an event of a specific state chapter, just go on womeninmanufacturing.org, look for the chapters that you want to attend, and then there's a chapter event tab there, and there you can see the specific events for that chapter.
All right, and that is Women in Manufacturing, and we are here in Georgia, so that's the Georgia chapter.
Find me on LinkedIn. I am super active on LinkedIn. I always try to share really valuable and value-added information, so look me up on LinkedIn, Nadine Vaughn, and I'm sure you'll find me. There's not that many Nadines in the U.S., so that makes it a little bit easier, too.
Very nice. Nadine, thank you for all of your hard work today for this wonderful event, and also thank you for joining me. It is about 2:30 right now, so our agenda says that it's going to be personal learning and development, soon to be followed by driving innovation and growth through emerging technologies in manufacturing. So I know I'm excited to hear that, and we'll go take a listen together.
Yeah, sounds good.